Every year, Mama has baked her a strawberry birthday cake. And for 2 decades now, that cake has sat on the sunshine yellow Formica counter for 1 week in June unsliced, beckoning another year for Patsy to return home, mocking her silence, her absence.
"Flannery, I just know this is the year,"
Mama said in that summer of 1972.
"How come, Mama?"
Every person in Glass Ferry, Kentucky, for every year since 1952, knew 61-year-old Jean Butler had been saying these same things until another cake went stale and got tossed into the garbage.
"I just know it," Mama insisted. "I can feel it somehow in my bones in this sweet June air. This is the year we'll slice Patsy's cake, all three of us."
Mama quieted, and Flannery emptied the box of pink birthday candles onto the table and began counting them to put on the cake. More than once, the house awakened and popped, distracting Flannery from her tally. She rubbed at the tightness building in her neck. Breezes pushed through the screen door, slapping at darkened halls and sneaking into dusty corners of the century-old two-story. The bones of the house groaned and creaked like tired homes do from time to time, growled low like it was pushing something away with a warning, like it knew something bad was about to slip inside and soil the sugar-dusted air. Mama had always said houses knew things before people did.
"Knows things only the soul knows."
And that homes like theirs could feel things, same as a dog catches the silent clamors lost to the human ear.
"Grab the napkins, Flannery,"
Mama reminded. She dug through the table linen drawer and handed Mama the embroidered strawberry napkins.
"I need to get out of my nightgown and get dressed," Flannery said, dusting flour off her gown. "Oh, baby girl, wear your prettiest. We're going to have a big celebration,"
Mama chattered.
"Bigger than the Independence Parade, even. Hard to believe my twins are going to be 36 this year. Lord, how time flies."